Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, October the 15th, 2025. 10:15, 25, 14 minutes past the hour, halfway through the month of October. Can you imagine that? And kind of a nice morning out there this morning. It was dark as I was driving in, but very nice temperatures, kind of chilly, a little cool in the air, but nothing too horrible. And it's midweek. We're already halfway through this week. Do want to remind everybody to come join the group at Kroger on Route 95 for Kids Night Out, October 27th. That's a Monday, 5 to 7 p.m. Fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out, Route 95. October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. here in Marion, Ghosts and Goblins Galore. Now, I'll tell you, yesterday, I was actually having a conversation with somebody about this. Now, what we were talking about was the address of this event and every address on that particular road. Now, the reason I say that particular road is because some people call it Route 95. I call it Route 95. Some people call it Marion Mount Gilead Road. And some people call it Mount Vernon Avenue. Now, that's a little confusing. Now, what do you call it? And what is the proper name? You know, somebody explained this to me years ago, that it is a state route. So, yes, it is state route 95. And I guess the road name is Marion Mount Gilead Road because it connects the two. But we in Marion have decided to call it Mount Vernon Avenue as opposed to Marion Mount Gilead Road. Now, at one point, somebody told me that Mount Vernon Avenue ended at Perkins where the city limits end. Then it becomes Marion Mount Gilead Road after Perkins, and the rest of the way, which is in the county, is Marion Mount Gilead Road. And the whole thing is just Route 95 if you look at it on a map. I don't know. Does anybody have any ideas on this? Now, everybody will think they know the answer to this, but I don't know if there really truly is an honest answer to this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, like Main Street is 423, but it's also Main Street. But you can understand that it's not that confusing. You know, it's State Route 423, but it's also Main Street here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, man, you just... Confusion.
Isn't this real? This is a real brain teaser for Wednesday.
You know, it's the road that takes you to Menards.
And everybody knows what road it is. No matter how you refer to it, they know what you're talking about. But why does it have three names?
Well, if you go down to David Street, you'll see street signs for David's Street and David Street. So which is it?
Well, that's odd too. You know, this one is particularly odd to me because it's unarguably Marion's busiest street. So people refer to it more than any other street. It's closest to the 23 bypass as far as business goes. But yet it is a state route, so it's okay to call it Route 95. Now, but where does Marion Mount Gilead Road end and Mount Vernon Avenue begin?
That sounds like that's a question for Marion Regional Planning and the county engineer.
Well, it's just strange because I know the actual addresses on the road. I think 10 more toward Marion Mount Gilead Road. But I know some of the addresses are Mount Vernon Avenue, and I think it is before Perkins. I think it has something to do with city limits versus the county.
Yeah, could be. But just think about how confused someone would be if they were in Zanesville, and they said, well, you take the bridge, and about midway of the bridge, you turn left, you know?
Well, that's it. You know, and the other day I was saying, I don't have anything negative to say about downtown Marion, but if you were going to have lunch with somebody in downtown Marion who doesn't live in Marion, just go through your head the description of telling them how to get to where you are. It's complicated. You know, Delaware, it's just get off 23. Upper, just get off 23.
It's not that complicated for Marion.
Well, okay.
How complicated it is in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago. That's why people say, okay, what's the nearest cross street?
Well, no, I'm not saying it's comparable to New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles, but what I'm saying is that if... See, here's the problem in Marion. You've got all your big business on 95. Now, that's not hard to get to. And the reason it was...
Big box retailers.
Right, it's where all the money is. And the reason that it's there is because it's easy to see and easy to get to off of the 23 bypass. Now, downtown used to be the 23 bypass. It used to be 423. That was Main Street. And that's why it's there. The problem in Marion is the new bypass was built so far from the old bypass that they have nothing in common now. And if you're telling somebody to come to downtown Marion, it's just much easier to pick a restaurant on 95 because it's easier for them to find. And that's why all the big restaurants build there, the gas stations, the department stores, the pharmacies. And that's why downtown Marion has none of those things. They don't have a fast food. They don't have a pharmacy. They don't have a gas station because it's not desirable logistically to be there for a company when they can build close to a bypass.
Well, that's why it's too bad Marion isn't on a river like the Olentangy River, like Delaware is. They had the right-of-way right off of the river to go through Delaware, and everything grew up around it. So now you have easy access to supply those retailers without going through heavy congestion, et cetera, et cetera. But everything gravitates to where a node is. And that's when 23 was built, you know, it was a foregone conclusion with regional planning and city planning in that things would gravitate to that major artery.
Well, that's why I keep, as I said yesterday, I don't understand why, and it's every administration, has some special place in their heart for downtown Marion. It just is not going to be what it once was.
It's nostalgia.
It is, but I think we've got to set more realistic goals.
But two, you know, those buildings, a lot of them, they are architecturally pleasing. There's an aesthetic to that.
Yeah.
And to preserve that, it's helpful. But you have to realize, like somebody said many years ago, downtown Marion will never be the same. You will probably get more service industries versus retail because it doesn't make sense for big box retail. And even it's a challenge for some of the smaller retailers, for business to consumer, to get there. Quite frankly, it's a bitch to make a buck in retail in downtown Marion.
Yeah, but I mean,
they need to be promoted more than what they are.
Yeah, but it's also interesting. I mean, you go to Upper. I'm going to pick the two closest downtowns to Marion. You go to Upper. And Upper, luckily, got caught in the nostalgia that they have the Shawshank Redemption Courthouse. And I have seen people go there just to take pictures of that. It's a touristy point. It's in downtown Upper. It's still a functional courthouse. A lot of people go down there to see it, so a lot of businesses are in that area, and they also do a great, great a bit of showing at Christmas time. So you go to the South, and you go to Delaware. Delaware's got a restaurant like the Hamburger Inn, which is a niche. It's one of a kind. It's been there for decades and decades.
The Hamburger Inn?
What's that?
Have you eaten at the Hamburger Inn?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Oh, my God. I was introduced to that last year. I had the Mexican Jumble or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
Holy moly. That's a meal for two people.
And they're also known, I believe, for their... There's a dessert there they're known for. God, why can't I think of it? It's not an apple fritter. Maybe it is an apple fritter. But there's a special, it's an offbeat kind of a dessert that they're very well known for there. But in any event, that's a stop for people because it's been there 70, 80 years. It's a unique place. Now, name one place like that in down. Name one historic location, you know, a movie shooting type of place. Or a restaurant that has been there for over 70 years. We just don't have that. And it doesn't stick out on a map. I mean, Waldo does very well with the GNR. If the GNR were in downtown Marion, it would be an attraction. And
well, you know, we kind of do, and it's on the way. Shovel City Drinkery has great legs. We've got the OK Cafe. The OK Cafe, it's not downtown, but it's a landmark.
And, but you know,
and Marcella with Byries, it's got good legs and it's got a good reputation. So hopefully, Marcella will be healthy for a number of more years, and somebody in her family maybe take it over.
Listen, may all these businesses go on forever and be very healthy. But here's the problem: the OK. Is a little bit of a niche crowd because most people out of town are not going to look for what is mostly considered a bar to take their kids or senior citizens. So, and it's not downtown, so that's part of the problem there. That's
I mean,
one.
It's not just a bar, it's, you know, it's the OK Pizza.
Right, but people out of town...
Music.
People out of town in general, I mean, it's not the Shawshank Courthouse. It's not the Hamburger Inn. And so you go down to Byries. Most people who even pronounce that pronounce it wrong, which tells you the name, which tells you how much word of mouth is going on there. I mean, I think that's a niche place.
Did I mispronounce it?
No, I think it is called Byries, but I've heard it called Bears. I've heard it called Berries. You know, people are not even sure what the name is.
Well, you know, a lot of people around here call the library the library.
Well, I mean, but this is not, I don't think, the same thing there. It's not a mispronunciation. It's just, it's a very out there word that is not used in common slang, and it's also not open at night for the most part. And Shovel City Drinkery, that's not a great attraction for nostalgia, is what I'm talking about here. Now, if you want to go there and have a, I don't know what kind of business they do.
Well, it's cool. It's nice to walk into that place because it looks as though it's never been changed since the day it was finished construction.
Yeah, but now one of our listeners out there just said that's the first time I've heard it pronounced that way. So the way we're saying it, which I believe is the correct pronunciation, is not the way most people have even heard it pronounced.
What, Shovel City?
No, Byries.
Oh, okay.
So that's a problem. And
well, you know, it's Vaz base, whatever. But I wanted to call in this morning because I know you like to be accurate.
Oh yes, what did we screw up?
And it's not to denigrate what you thought yesterday, but after the show, I had an extensive talk with Jason Schauber.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't matter a hill of beans who said it first, the fact that it was asked, where's the money coming from? He said, yes, I did say that first, and then Twyla came in with it.
He said that at the meeting on Monday night?
He told me that I had mentioned that before Twyla about where's the money coming from, because I started off with the question, with the auditor, where do we stand financially? And that's when the president of the council said, where are you going with this? You know, before we could even get an answer. But the fact of the matter is... fact of the matter is, the question was asked, and we found out they don't know.
Here's a point then, and if that's true, that's true, and I do want to be factually accurate. So when you asked it, which apparently you asked it first, just nobody answered?
Right.
Okay. But Twyla at least got an answer, I guess is my point.
Well, I think we tag-teamed them, if you will.
And somebody will have to go listen to the tapes. This is why we tape everything. I think my point was yesterday that somebody on council asked them. And to me, that's important because they get paid to be there. They are the representation for their wards. And they are the legislative body. They are the purse for Marion. They should be asking that.
Well, they should guard that like it's coming out of their own pocket.
Right, but she was the only one on council who asked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And
another thing that kind of goes back to May or June, you said that the Kroger on Waldo.
Yes.
That, if you look at the city maps and the wards, that's actually been incorporated into the city, the Kroger out on...
Oh, well, I bet they're making the money off that.
Southland Mall. Do what?
Well, here's why I was told it wasn't. Now, this is an actual... Now, this goes back a few years. Now, maybe it's happened recently. But do you remember when the gas station, not all that long ago, it was a BP, I think.
A BP station.
Yeah, right across the street there from where Kroger is. Okay, now, here's a little interesting fact for people. The sheriff will, if you lock your keys in your car, which happens at Kroger a lot, if you lock your keys in your car, the Marion County Sheriff, now this is the way it was a few years ago, if it's changed, somebody will let me know, but the sheriff will come out and try to get the keys out for you. But, I'm saying that wrong. The sheriff won't, but the Marion City Police Department will. Okay, so there was a person who locked their keys in their car in the Kroger parking lot. So we called the police department because we knew they did that. They would get the keys out. They would not come because they said Kroger was in the county. And the sheriff always responded to all shoplifters at that Kroger. And I even said at one point, I said, so what if we push this car across the street to BP? Then you could get the keys out? And they said yes.
Well, I think within the past, it had to have been under the Schertzer administration, they annexed that.
Well, that's something to be proud of. You think that would have made the news?
Well, you know, we should have been Marion should have been annexing a lot of things in the outlying area and incorporating it, and that's what's making Upper Sandusky pretty darn strong with their annexation. You go north of Upper to where 23 becomes whatever it is as it heads. Up towards Toledo. There's a lot of ground up there, and they've got a lot of manufacturing and other things because that is near those roads, so easy access, ingress, egress to the manufacturers, trucks, etc.
Well, I, I know that the county fights that like the plague in Marion because their money comes from sales tax. They like having Walmart and Meijer.
That's the problem. That's the problem with California. They had, I want to say Proposition 45, something or other, that cut property tax in half. And they depended solely on the majority of their taxes from retail. And that's just, well, we can see how big of a debt California's in and how things are really working out for them.
Well, I mean, it's the way it is right now. But no, I'm glad we straightened that out. But if I said that yesterday, and it is not true, again, the point for me is that somebody on council asked it. Because for whatever reason, when a citizen asks things, sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't. And I'm not really sure. I don't know why that is. But when somebody on council asks, they do usually give an answer. So, and I'm not even sure I understand the whole council, you know, you have to vote to allow somebody from out of town to speak, and then you have to give permission for somebody to speak to the administration.
Exactly. That I've had a problem with that for over 30 years.
Yeah, it's very
that
odd.
Makes no sense.
Very odd.
Because it's supposed to be a public forum. How can you ignore someone that, and the way I see it, somebody that's not from here lending their perspective on what they see and how to perhaps arrive at a decision?
Well, council, I think, could vote to get rid of this. I don't know why they don't.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes up there should be allowed to speak. It's a public forum. You know, the issue was, here's the conundrum I see. Well, you can't mandate, you can't make somebody move for the job. Well, you kind of can, you know? If it's illegal to say you have to move here, okay, fine. But it is strongly encouraged to become part of our community, whether within the city limits or Marion County, so you can be a more effective participant, you know?
Well, yeah, I think they can do that. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and setting me straight on this.
Do better tomorrow.
Yep. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A little bit of a light conversation here this morning. I think these things are interesting to talk about. I mean, they are in our community, and they are of the current time. So, I don't know why these streets are named this way. Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, Mount Vernon Avenue, downtown, whatever's going on there, so on and so forth. But here we are. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Well, I was talking about 95. When the kids were small and I had an idea, let's just get and take a ride from one end of the road to the end of the road. So getting back to 95, what we started out on, do you know where 95 starts?
In Marion?
No, 95, Route 95. There's a start and end to everything, you know.
Well, I would guess that it starts, now I could be wrong, but
well,
I would guess.
I'm not trying to fool you or nothing, I can tell you. Go ahead.
No, I would guess it starts down somewhere around where those what's the alley that they call a street down there?
No. Anyhow, I've heard you talk about that. I'll just tell you, because it's getting fall, and I found out it was very, very nice drive, and it takes you through some country that's very beautiful. So I just let the listeners, you know, when the leaves start changing and stuff, I done that one day. It starts at LaRue, and it ends at Wooster, Ohio.
Oh,
and
okay.
They got a, I don't think they got a sign at LaRue, But I would never put nothing by anybody. It says start, but at Wooster, it says the end of 95. So that's a pretty nice stretch. Have you ever been over through the east that way to Wooster?
You know, I have been in that area, yes.
It's really a nice drive. But you get over around those little small towns, and you're talking about crooked this way and crooked that way. But in Marion, they call it this name and that name. But get over there, boy, you have to watch yourself because you'll get off of 95. But anybody wants a little challenge for a nice little drive, and there is a wonderful, I think it's, I can't think of it, but they redone the area over there. But there's a restaurant starts with Rock, but it's really a nice restaurant right there in Wooster, and you can take, and they got cookies and pastry in there. It's really a nice trip at the end of Wooster there. But Wooster's a nice place. I'd go through there on the train all the time when we quit running on the Erie. Yeah. But anyhow, I just thought about, have you ever challenged yourself doing that, get in the car and say, I'm going to go to the end of this road, and there is a start and an end to them, but I didn't know, a lot of people didn't know that that's a pretty scenic route there.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I did not know it started in LaRue.
Yeah, and I didn't know it ended until I saw the sign one day when I said, I'm going to the end of that, the boys. And they said, how far are we going, Dad? I said, to the end. They said, where's the end? I said, that's what I'm going to find out. And they said, do you think we'll ever get there? I said, I don't know, but we'll find out. And they was old enough to read the end, and Todd, the oldest one, he said, well, we're there. I said, where are we? He said, the end.
We got to the end.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with going out and taking a trip through Ohio. There are so many beautiful places in Ohio that you'll never see if you just don't get out off the main highways and take a look at what's going on. Again, phone lines are open here, 40 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. It was just interesting to get into that little conversation yesterday about the road, because I always say Route 95 in most cases, but I know that's not really the address of a lot of those places. So you're trying to tell people how to get to some place, and the addresses are, you know, Marion Mount Gilead Road or Mount Vernon Avenue. I think that's probably a city thing. I think that's what I was, it was explained to me that way. That Mount Vernon Avenue ends like right there around Perkins. That's where the city ends. And then it becomes Marion Mount Gilead Road. But I don't know where Marion Mount Gilead Road ends. Does it end in Mount Gilead? I don't know. And the whole thing is Route 95, obviously, which we now know extends way back from LaRue. I don't know. But it's all very interesting to talk about, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, sorry about that, Scott. I should ask you, but I got off key there. Where is that? I never did know what you call, not a street, it's just a little old alley, which it's a street, but what do you call a little old alley? What street is that?
It's the one where you get to the end of Mount Vernon Avenue, and you come to that stoplight there by the Shining Light Baptist Church, and you have to cross, I believe that's Church Street. You have to cross Church Street to get to it, and once you get across Church Street, they call that a street, but it's two-lane, it's going one way, and it's only to the next light. Now, I'm only calling that part of it an alley. Now, I believe the street does extend beyond that. Then you cross Center Street, then I think it's a street. But that little stretch there, which basically just gets you from Church Street to Center Street, that's the part I call the alley.
Is that the... If you're on Center Street East and going west, is that church set on the left-hand side there, the Shining Church you're talking about?
If you're going church and you're heading east, it's when you come to the fork in the road where you can get on 95. You come to a stoplight, you can either get on 95 or you can continue on church. It's the big gray church there with the pillars. Right, if you're sitting next to Rocky Cyclery.
Yeah. I got you now, Rockies.
Yeah.
And you're talking about that Rocky in there. That's kind of like a 5 point there. We got a 5 point on the east end of Marion and one on the west end of Marion. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. You can go, yeah, you can go a lot of different ways there.
Well, 5 ways. That's what it is, five ways.
But, but the alley I'm talking about is the road there, right? It'd be on the left if you're sitting at that light going east. If you wanted to turn left off of Church to go to Center, at that spot, there's a little, it can't be more than 20 foot long.
You're talking about now. You're on Church, but where does it take you over to Center Street? What's on the corner of the center there?
Used to be east of Chicago Pizza. I think it's vacant now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know about the area. So you always called that alley. I never could figure out which one was the alley, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then like Vine Street, it deads in out there. And that used to be a real, like a hardware and a farmer's place. You can get all kinds of seeds and stuff there. You ever recall that?
I do recall that.
Yeah, it's kind of a dead end right there, and then you turn around and come back. But we used to go to that all the time and get a lot of little things there for pertaining to gardening and stuff like that, I believe. But it's been a long time ago on that. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind, any of these things or anything else. You know, I've called that an alley for years, and I know it's called a street. I think it's called a street because it extends beyond what I'm calling the alley portion. But people get very serious about that. Go ahead, caller.
Let's nail this alley that you're calling.
Yes.
Now, let's say you're in front of, you come to that fork in the road. That used to be the Christian Science Church or whatever you call it, because the Christian Science Reading Room was in the basement.
Right.
Now, if you're on Church Street at that light, you're in the far left lane.
Right.
You're talking about that strip that connects
Center and Church.
Street?
Center and Church.
That's Vine Street.
Yeah, they call it Vine Street. And I'm not doubting the entirety of Vine Street, because I think once you get out of that little area, you're on a street. But I don't think that little strip is a street. And I don't think it was ever intended to be a street, because it's the way to get from 95 to Center.
Well, I'll tell you why it's a street. It's because there used to be another house. There used to only be three houses on that piece from Church Street to Center.
Yeah, but
and one of them was 136 South Vine Street. I don't know why it was South Vine, but that was J.C. Ratliff's office.
Right, but here, things can be in alleys. I mean, east of Chicago's there, and there's a church on the other side. But here's why
it was well-maintained and paved alley if it was an alley.
Well, here's why I call it and it still is. But now here's the question, and here's why I call it an alley. This is my main bit of evidence. Okay, let's say you're coming down, let's just call it 95 because we're sure it's that. Let's just say you're coming down 95, and you're trying to figure out where the end of it is, like our friend Ted did there. You're going down 95, and you get to the very end there, where you come to the light. Rockies is on you're going west. Rockies is on your left, and you're about to go on to Church Street. You can't go on to Church Street. Church Street's one way. So without that alley, what would you do at that light? Where would you go?
I'm just looking at it. I'm west. I'm eastbound on Church Street. I'm in the far left lane. I'm stopped at that light where it branches or goes straight ahead is Church Street, and off to the right goes Mount Vernon Avenue. Right?
No, you're on 95, and you're going west. So you're going away from all the box stores. You take it down to the very end, which is where the stoplight is.
Okay, so you're coming in from, let's just say, we're coming in from Walmart.
Right, coming in from Walmart.
And we come to that traffic light.
At the very end. And you can't continue on.
You have two options. You can turn left to go down Vine Street.
Now that's Vine Street, yes.
Or you can stay right in the right lane, which I would call North Vine Street, but it's Vine Street.
But see, you're
so
not...
You follow that, and it takes you over to Center Street.
Right.
However, there is the potential for someone to say, if they're not following the road signs, you can make a hard right turn and go down Church Street.
Right, but I don't think you can. I think it's illegal. But
there's no signs to say you can't.
Go down there and try it today and see if they...
The Mount Vernon.
Go down there and try it.
The Mount Vernon Boulevard and Mount Vernon Avenue, if you don't want to get stopped by the two lights that are there, or the second light if you're eastbound, you can go up to the right onto the boulevard and turn left.
Now, what?
Hit the other light so that it's green.
Yeah, but the point,
continue on.
The point I'm trying to make, and one of our listeners is saying it's Vine Street, that's true, and Mary out there this morning is saying the intersection was called Five Points, as Ted alluded to. So yes, it is that. I'm just saying, if you want to continue on and not go into a residential neighborhood in the wrong direction, if you want to continue to go west, if you want to continue to go west, there is no way to do that unless you go into down that alley. And that is the open. And it puts you, there are signs on how to get down that alley. And it's one way, which Vine Street is not one way. And it takes you to a stoplight.
Vine Street is one way.
Going the opposite direction?
Going south.
Okay,
south
so then, well, see, then we know it's not part of Vine Street because that's going north one way. This little alley I'm talking about.
Why can't it not be part of Vine Street?
So you're saying Vine Street one way is going south one way, and then the other way it's going north one way.
Yeah.
Well, what other street in Marion does that?
Oh, gee whiz.
Look now, some go from a two-way to a one-way, but I've never heard of one street, one point, being south all the way.
You have to realize that's, as far as I know, that's a state route, right?
So well, up until that point.
That's the way the engineers put it, you know?
Here's what I think. I think whoever engineered that knew they had to have a little strip there that got you to Center because you can't continue on Church. So I think they said, okay, we're going to do this little alley, and it's going to be the Vine Street Alley. But
you know, that road had probably been there ever since there had been dirt roads.
Right. But they had to, when they turned Center and Church one way, they knew that they had to have something that got you from 95 to Center Street because you can't go straight on Church. It's not logical. So that's why, to me, it's
an
alley.
When you say you can't go straight, you can't go to the eastbound section of Church Street.
Well, you can't continue in the direction you're going if that's where you're headed. You're just going to end up going back where you came from.
Well, you know, it's the road that follows.
How else would the
road goes through there, etc. And
maybe it's a through street.
Well, I wouldn't call it a through street because it's more of a connector street. Through streets are like what Church Street should be without all those damned four-way stop signs.
Now, we're getting a message from Mary here. It says Church Street does that, goes both ways. But So where does Church Street, now I'm trying to think of this, Church Street goes east one way, but where does it...
In front of the library, and then that's when it becomes a two-way street.
Right, now, right, and that's fine. But I'm saying, what street goes from south all one way to north all one way without ever becoming a two-way street? That's what I'm saying. What other street does that?
I've never really paid that much attention to it, but then, so what?
You know? Well, no, I don't know why alley is such a dirty word. When I call that an alley, it's like I'm saying something negative.
Okay, here's why. You know what the speed limit is for an alley?
I don't know what people drive down that area. Not very fast.
Do you know what do you think the speed limit is?
15. Is it 15? 5?
It's 15.
15.
Now, residential city streets, residential streets, 25. Through streets are, now, through streets are 35, unless otherwise posted.
I don't think you could get up.
Business districts in that, like downtown, 25.
I don't think you could get up to more than 15 in that little stretch. It's not more than 20 feet.
You don't think you could get... You need to park a chair there and watch the traffic go through there.
Well, if they're gunning it off that thing, that's not a good idea. But the way
that's
the traffic...
That's not that short of a street there, you know?
It's just a block, and it's a short block.
How many feet do you think that is?
Oh, I don't... 20 to 30.
Oh, a lot more than that, Scott.
You think?
I've seen semi-tractor trailer rigs behind each other. Now, those are at least 42-some feet long.
On that little alley?
Let me ask you this.
Why are semi-trucks going down that alley?
When was the last time you had a refraction for your...
Well, here's my question.
It's longer than you think.
Hold on. Well, I got to go to break here in just a few minutes, but this is exactly my point. Think of a semi-truck, because a lot of semi-trucks come off of Route 95, and they need to get...
This might be 60 feet long.
Well, but hold on. Let's go. I don't care how long it is. Let's just get this semi-truck down to that light at Five Points. Get him down there. Okay, let's say that your option is now you've got to turn left on Vine Street, which is one way south. Now, can you imagine a semi-truck at that light trying to make a left turn on Vine Street without going down through that little alley? That would be you would have wrecks there every day of the week.
How would they have to go? That alley is to the north.
No, I'm saying close the alley. Close the alley. If you can't use that...
Why would you want to close the alley?
Well, because where I started this was...
What you're calling an alley.
What I started this by saying is, the only reason that's there is not a street. It's there to connect 95 to Center Street. That's the only reason it's there. They're not building residential properties there. It's not big enough, long enough to do anything with except a parking lot on one side and the old...
Well, that's the church parking lot.
Right. And the other side, the closed East of Chicago Pizza. What is it now? Shirts. It's the Shirts place.
Hessler's.
That's it. That's all the space there is there. So if you don't have that for semis and through traffic, where do they go? They have to turn left on Vine Street, and there's no way a semi could do that.
But then you fail to realize the most important thing. To follow 95, that's how you got to go, because going south on Vine Street towards Walnut Street ain't gonna get you there.
Well, listen,
It's actually, I think, wide enough, because when you come to the intersection of Vine and Center Street, you have two lanes there.
Well, apparently church on the West End. Now, I'm trying to picture this. On the West End, church apparently dead stops from going one way in one direction to one way in the other direction.
Well, you have two, down at Park Boulevard, where you're coming off of the railroad tracks on West Center Street, coming over the tracks, coming around the curve.
Coming around the curve.
Make a left turn on to Church Street. Yes, that section, too, is two ways until you get past, I believe it's Blaine.
Right, two ways to one. That happens a lot. I'm not saying that happens on Center. Two ways
that
to
happens on the Columbia Street overpass.
Right, right. So I'm not saying that doesn't. I'm saying that's not what Vine Street is. Vine Street, if you turn left, it's one way south, and if you turn right, it's one way north. Now, what street is made like that? That's why I don't think that's a street. That's an alley.
Well, whatever you want to call it, or however you perceive it.
This is why people can't navigate Marion.
That's just the way it is.
And that's why people can't navigate Marion and get downtown.
Oh,
we got to go to break. I'm an out-of-towner. We got to go to break.
Hey, find out about giving out candy.
I will. We'll be back. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
So you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is